his masterpiece.
This is Picking with the Pickers. For years, every Friday morning during football season, you've heard legends pick their picks.
Vince Gill, Steve Crop Killer B, Tanya Tucker, Rob Schneider, Dave Arsenio, Charlie Daniel.
It's time to pick the brains of the picker as they tell their tales and pick their picks. Picking with the Pickers is presented by Landmark Bank, Pickers Vodka, and Tallboy Marketing. And now, here are the hosts of Picking with the Pickers, Greg Pogue and John Burton.
No Greg Pogue this week. Greg will be back on Monday. This is hour number two of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. John Burton, Crazy Charlie. It is time for Picking with the Pickers, presented by Landmark Bank, Pickers Vodka, and Tallboy Marketing. And on the line, we have a special mystery guest. Now, this mystery guest has been on Picking with the Pickers before. He is one of the people that I look up to and admire the most in this business. He is our leader at News Channel 5. He is the face of News Channel 5. We welcome back to Picking with the Pickers, News Channel 5 lead anchor, the great Rory Johnston. Rory!
Man, I got to call in more often. This is good for my ego.
What's up, man? Thank you so much for doing this. How are you, my friend?
You know, enjoying a staycation. 2020, you know, travel is limited, so I've been catching up on my sleep this week. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, I feel bad because I've been bugging you all week to do this, and I didn't realize. I walked in, I got back to work on, you know, it was a weird week for me, right, Rory? I was off Monday, covered the Titans game on Tuesday, and I was off Wednesday, so I didn't really know what was going on at the station. I walk in, when was it, yesterday, to come back to Anchor Sports, and you weren't there, and I'm like, oh no, he's on vacation. I'm bugging this guy while he's on vacation. I thought you were on some tropical island or something like that. Like, what is Burton doing? No, I'm not doing that.
You think I'm sitting in a hammock under a palm tree sipping on a drink?
Yeah.
No, I'm home taking care of my pup and just, you know, trying to get things done around the house.
Yeah, man. You've recently become a dog father. What's that been like for you?
It's great. You know, I got a rescue, and anyone, you know, it's a big commitment in the beginning, but he's 6 months old now. I had to take him to the vet to have a little something taken care of this week, so he's not real happy with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he got snipped this week, but he's great, man. He's a good boy, and we're having a good time. He's keeping me company.
Yeah, absolutely. So what have you been doing all week? Like you said, just catching up on some reading, just relaxing a little bit?
Exactly. And catching up with some friends, you know, socially distancing, trying to see some people I haven't seen since this craziness began back in March.
Yeah.
You know, just catching up with people, and that's about it. And I did sit and watch the entire Titans game Tuesday night and really enjoyed that game.
Yeah, give me your impressions about what you've seen from the Titans so far. You know, I thought Charlie and I were here on Tuesday, and I didn't feel good about that game going in. Just with, you know, the Titans had only practiced twice in the previous 16 days. The Bills came in 4-0, playing extremely well. Not only did the Titans win, they really sent a message to the rest of the league on Tuesday night.
Great.
No,
it was great to see. You know, that just all phases. You know, they played so well. I was a little concerned because I thought that they weren't getting any pressure on Josh Allen. You know, he was standing in the pocket. But they give the secondary credit. They, you know, they didn't give up big plays. It was kind of a bend, don't break mentality. You know, they gave up some first downs. But bottom line is, Bills only scored, 16 points.
Yep.
So, and then our offense, you know, I joked, I tweeted, I said, I'm ready to go buy my Ryan Tannehill jersey. I'm sold.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, and we were talking about it. I mean, he may not be a top five quarterback, but he's certainly played like one since week 7 of last year, no?
Yeah, and he just fits into the system so well. They got, you know, it was good play calling all around. The special teams were great. I mean, it was really nice to watch. I was texting with a buddy of mine who's in Buffalo during the game, and he was like, wow, congratulations. So it was a great game. It was a weird being a Tuesday night game, but I enjoyed it.
We're talking with Rory Johnston from News Channel 5, of course. This is Picking with the Pickers. We're going to pick some football games a little bit.
All right.
Rory, you mentioned, you know, since this thing happened back in March, and, you know, I don't want to get into a whole thing, but
People have a lot of differing views about the news media.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing sports for a long time, but I've been in newsrooms in different parts of the country. What I imagine there's a lot of feedback and pushback, right? I'm sure not a day goes by where somebody doesn't DM you or tweet you and say, why are you making such a big deal about this coronavirus? Yeah. It's no big deal. Stop scaring the people. People need to realize this is real, and it feels like now that it's cold and flu season, we're going to see more cases on the rise, unfortunately, right?
Well, you get hit from both sides. But luckily, as you know, local news has not been the kind of the target of the critics as much as network news. You know, we're still, I think people realize we're all the stations, you know, we're just trying to get information out to people that's as accurate as possible. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, you're going to end up making up your own mind. But what we're just trying to give you the information so you can make that decision. If you know, there is mask mandate in this area, there's no mask, you know, it's very confusing, but, you know, everyone just, Here are the rules during this crazy time, and whether you choose to follow it or not, that's not up to us, you know.
Right.
And, you know, you just know that it is very contagious, and now we're how many months in, and we know a lot more about it, about who gets really sick and other people who don't. You know, my own daughter got it. She went to college.
And I remember you told me about that, yeah.
Yeah. Within 2 weeks, got it, and she came home and isolated, and luckily, knock on wood, she was fine after, you know, 10 days or whatever, and she went back to school, but it you know, college campuses, forget it.
It's right.
Spreading all over the place.
Yeah.
It feel like they're invincible. But, you know, we just know. I just wouldn't want to get it and give it to someone who has a compromised immune system or an elderly person who, you know, it's just, I don't want to be that person to spread it. So I'm trying to be as careful as possible, but at the same time, you know, JB, we got to understand there are a lot of people out there who don't like to be told what to do.
Yep.
You know, so it's a balancing act, but I think we're getting there. Plus, the fact that this whole thing happened in an election year just twists everything, amplifies it, and you hear a lot of noise. So, you know, we're just a few weeks away from the election. It's crazy.
Yeah, and Rory, I mean, that's the whole thing, even in general, and I think that's what people misunderstand, or some people misunderstand about the news media, what we do. You nailed it, you know. It's, we give you the information, you decide what to do with it. We're not here to shape opinion or narrative or anything like that. You know, it was like during the summer when all the protests were going on about racial equality. We're just reporting on what's happening because these are newsworthy things. We can't ignore, you know, what happened in this country with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and all these types of things. These are newsworthy items. We have to, it's our job, it's our duty to report these stories. You do with them what you will, but we have to report them.
And I've told you this before. Occasionally I'll get an email from a viewer or a text or whatever, a phone call, a voicemail, pointing out something that they're upset with, and I will go back and look, and sometimes I will write back and say, you know what, you're right, we could have chosen a better way to tell that story, or I can see why you know the word choice wasn't great. And I just, you know, admit sometimes we're not perfect, you know.
Yep.
We're trying, but you know, we got a lot of young people working with us, and we're all, you know, just trying to do our best. But sometimes we don't get it right, and I think people are surprised when I respond to them and say, "Yeah, we got to do a better job."
Well, they're surprised that you responded at all. They don't expect that.
Yeah.
And when you say, and it's happened with me, you know, with sports, it's like, I didn't like the way you said this or that. And when you write them back and say, you know what, I probably could have done a better job there. You're right. Yeah. Thanks so much for DMing me or emailing me.
Yeah.
And they always respond right with, wow, I can't believe you responded to me. Thank you so much. You know, nothing against you. I love you. It's just that I was a little upset. It's no problem. You know, we get it, right?
And I don't want to give the listeners an idea that I can respond to every single thing.
Sometimes
you can tell by the tone of an email or whatever that it's not even worth responding, that there's nothing I'm going to say or do to make this person happy. Just let it kind of just die on the vine and go on the next day and try better. That's all we can do.
And not to get too deep in the woods, but recently, like, we've all met with a lot of experts and consultants about how the world is changing and how we need to really, really pay attention to how we present stories and how we stack stories and how we portray the main elements of these stories, right?
Yeah, there's a whole, you know, the context. If people have noticed, our news, the way we present it anyway, is a little softer. It's not in your face, the slash and, you know, the loud swishes and big, bold graphics. We've changed to a much more subtle approach because we don't want the focus to be on that. People are stressed out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's been a crazy year for everybody. So we're just trying to present the news in a real kind of steady as she goes, consistent. We're going to give you them. And if we need to spend 4 or 5 minutes on a story, we're going to spend four, you know, with other places, they just want to go rat-a-tat-tat through, you know, its high story count. We're trying to just focus on as much quality as possible. I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's working. I think people are responding to it. It's a work in progress. And the other thing is the technology. You know, we're doing all this OTT we're going to go to where the people are.
Yep.
So if they've got Android or Apple TV or Roku or whatever it is, they just download News Channel 5 and 24/7 they're going to get content coming at them.
And we've worked extremely hard
for a lot of people at the station too,
right?
But we're you know, that's the future.
Oh, no question about it. And we've really made an effort, like you said, to make sure that people can get their information 24/7. And listen, I mean, you know, I don't have to sell you on it, but just the fact that at News Channel 5, our management, our leaders, and you're one of them, the people that are in place in a leadership role, that's why we're able to do what we do, because we've got good people that understand that, you know, you got to be able to allow people to do what they do best. And that's, from Lynn, our station manager, to Sandy, our news director, to Michelle, our assistant news director, Tommy, everybody. I mean, it's a good shop where people, we care about what we do.
The other thing is I've been blessed in a past life to work at a number one station similar to News Channel 5, and it was similar there. I'd seen stations where they get to number one in the ratings and they just kind of rest on their laurels. And it's just too competitive a business. And I've got friends, as you do, at the other stations here in the market, and they're not going to stop trying to knock us off. You know, they're working hard every day, and they're putting out some pretty good stuff. So we don't do that. We're always looking, how can we get better? How can we, you know, just stay moving forward and stay hungry, which, you know, it's hard to do when every day you look at the ratings, you're like, hey, we're doing pretty good. You know,
right.
You can't let it go to your head. You just have to keep working hard every day.
Rory Johnston is our guest. This is Picking with the Pickers. We're going to pick some football games in just a little bit. Rory, I wanted to ask you, the last time we had you on, I asked you about just how much this city has changed. You know, I've been here 8.5 years. You've been here a little bit longer than me, actually a lot longer than me.
Actually, next week is my 15-year anniversary.
Wow, 15 years, 15. Rory Johnston. Yes, sir. That's awesome. You get a clap for that. I mean, people don't realize, you know, doing what we do, we have to keep up with these changes as well and adapt our style and adapt how we think and, like you said, how we present stories, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I think from a sports point of view, when I came to Nashville 15 years ago, I mean, it was the Titans and the Preds, and obviously I kind of was awoken to the whole SEC. You know, once you come down here, you know, you realize, wow, what real college football is all about,
right,
which is great. But that was really it. And now you look at, you know, I watched as we had a new minor league stadium built for the Sounds. Now we've got a group of people talking about wanting to bring Major League Baseball here.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans, you know, got to the AFC Championship game, and there's all sorts of, you know, eventually, I don't know if we, you know, what's going to happen with Nissan Stadium, and, you know, but I tell you, if the Titans keep winning, there's going to be talk. You know, I don't know whether they want to revamp it, but, you know, with all the new stadiums, you know, with the Preds going to the Stanley Cup play, it was just, you know, and then add to that all the people moving here.
Yeah,
and all
Major League Soccer's here now, and yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Major League Soccer, and it's amazing. It really is. It's just, you know, and still, even during this pandemic, when I drive into work, I come up 65, and it's you can't even count all the cranes from left to right on the horizon. The big cranes, you know, not little small. And someone, you know, when you see big cranes, that means big buildings and big money and lots of investment, and inside those buildings are going to be jobs for people. It's fascinating to watch.
It's
great.
Yeah, no question about it. Speaking of MLB, your beloved dirty, rotten, cheating, no good Houston Astros stayed alive last night. They won game five of the NLCS.
Homer.
Yeah, Correa called it. Rory, you know I love you.
I still think they're in trouble.
Rory,
and
you know I love you, but I'm not rooting for the Astros to win this series.
I know
series.
You're not. And I've come out publicly to say how disappointed I you know, was with the whole scandal. I mean, come on, it's just a garbage – what, a garbage can lid? Come on. That's nothing. Come on. Belichick could have thought of something better than that. I mean, anyway. No, we'll see. But, you know, I've got a lot of friends like Tommy and others who are Braves fans, so I'm really pulling for the Braves on the other side. I don't think the Astros are going to get past Tampa Bay, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Such a strange year in sports to be watching all these. And it's funny, Joe, I was going to ask you, with baseball, with the NBA playoffs in the bubble, with these NFL games with like five people in the stands and college football, I mean, I'm glad to be watching the sport, but it still is odd to me. You know, when it all comes back, how it's going to be, because we've already adapted. I'm watching these games like, yeah, there's no one in the stands. I don't care. I just want to watch the game.
Right.
It's just going to be weird. It's going to be nice when we get everyone back into packed stadiums.
Yes.
With crowd noise and the energy, you know?
Yeah, no question about it. And you mentioned the Braves. Yeah, it's a great story. Obviously, tons of Braves fans in and around this area. We're only, what, four hours away from Atlanta, Georgia. So excited about that. They're playing an exciting brand of ball. But sorry, I had to take a shot at your dirty, rotten, no good, cheating Astros. But you know what? I just saw a quote from Mark Teixeira, the former Major League first baseman, won a World Series with the Yankees. He brought up a good point. He said, you know, A, the Astros are embracing being the bad guys. And B, even if you don't like them, which I would fall in that category, they are fun to watch. I mean, you know, they got some excitable guys. All right, you ready to pick some football games, Charlie?
Yeah, you ready to pick some football games? Look at some of these matchups. It's funny, this week there's a couple of like really interesting games, and then there are some real ugly looking. Like, I don't want to go near some of these games.
Oh, you're not going to be all in with that Giants Washington football team game coming up on Sunday? My beloved 0-5 Giants. Ay. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
at least I have the Titans to cover. All right, Charlie, you ready? You're in on this too. All right, let's start with the Titans hosting the Texans, 12 noon on News Channel 5. Oh, by the way, Titans -3.5 against the Texans. Over to Charlie.
I'm going to go with the Titans just straight up.
Straight up?
Yeah. I think if they don't handle the business and it's not a calm Sunday afternoon for the Titans, then there's something very wrong. So I got to go with the Titans all the way on this.
Over to RJ.
Yeah, ditto. Exactly.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at this spread. I think the Titans win by no less than 10 points. I just don't see the Texans. I mean, they can make it a game for a while, but the Titans, you're talking about two teams going in opposite directions. Titans have Super Bowl aspirations. Texans are just trying to get through the year so they can reboot and reload. So give me the Titans -3.5. All right, next game. The Titans' next opponent, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, they host the Browns at Heinz Field. Now, the Browns, couple things in this game, Rory and Charlie. The Browns have not beaten the Steelers in Pittsburgh since 2003. I was at that game. I covered that game. That was 16 years ago or wherever it was. Browns are dealing with some things. Odell Beckham Jr. left practice yesterday due to an illness. It was not COVID-related. He should play, but who knows, you know, if he'll be 100%. Baker Mayfield, their quarterback, he's dealing with a rib and a chest deal. He's going to start, but will he finish the game? Obviously, no Nick Chubb in this game. You know, the Steelers are a team. Yeah, they're 4-0, but they really haven't beaten anybody. Their opponents have a combined 3 wins. So, Steelers maybe looking ahead to next week's game here in Tennessee against the Titans. It's Steelers minus 3.5 hosting the Browns. RJ.
I think the Steelers make a statement, and I think they're gonna surprise people and really make a statement. And I think they're gonna win by at least a touchdown.
All right, so you got the Steelers, Crazy Charlie.
Maybe overreacting, but the way I felt about the Titans going into the Bills game was that maybe the Titans weren't the best undefeated team in the league at this point, that there were a lot of factors, and I don't want to make that same mistake with the Steelers, because while the Steelers may not have had the most impressive schedule so far, I think that they are an impressive football team, and I think that they're going to win this thing. History is on their side. The injury report seems to be on their side, and John, you know I love a good work. The NFL wants the Titans and the Steelers to be undefeated going into that reschedule.
Yeah, I got to agree with you guys. I mean, just, you know, I just don't see the Browns going in there with everything that they're facing right now. I think the Browns are an improved football team. I think they can make a wild card playoff run this year. I love what Stefanski's doing with that offense. But without Nick Chubb, with the fact that their defense has not been very good, Ben is playing lights out right now for the Steelers. Give me this Pittsburgh Steelers minus 3.5 to beat the Browns on Sunday to give us, like you said, a battle of undefeated teams next week. Titans hosting the Steelers at Nissan Stadium. Oh, won't that be fun? All right, let's go to the college ranks. Tennessee hosting Kentucky tomorrow. Tennessee coming off that horrible performance against Georgia. Kentucky shut down Mississippi State's offense last week. The Vols, it's the Vols minus 6 hosting Kentucky. Over to Rory.
I think the Vols bounce back. I mean, Georgia is Georgia. You know, that was just, you know, I thought they hung in there for a little bit, but then they just lost steam and they couldn't keep up. But I think the Vols bounce back. And what did you say the spread was? 6?
Yeah, minus 6.
Yeah, I think they cover that. Yeah, I like the Vols here.
Crazy Charlie.
Rory said something very smart right there. Going up against Georgia is always going to be difficult. It's always going to make the results seem a little bit more lopsided. After all, the Dogs are a potential national championship contender right now, and I don't think anybody would say the Vols are at that level at this point in the rebuild. That Kentucky defense strong. I don't trust JG at all. He's either inaccurate or he doesn't get rid of the ball and he ends up dropping it on the field. Man, maybe it's just to play different, maybe it's try to gain a point here, but I'm gonna take the Cats.
I agree with you. Give me Kentucky.
I just don't trust JG. I know 7-game winning streak before the Georgia game, and all of that was JG, but I don't trust him. I don't see enough out of his leadership. I don't see enough out of him throwing the ball. And the offensive line, for all the praise we gave them, they took a step back last week and were unable to get a running game going. I'm going with the upset on this one.
Yeah, I think the entire offense took a step back last week. Minus 1 yards rushing. Garantano turned the ball over a lot. Kentucky's defense, I think they're for real. Give me the Wildcats to cover the spread. The Vols, I could see them winning by a field goal, but they're not going to cover that 6-point spread. Okay. Give me the Wildcats. All right. And finally,
well, the question is, when is Arch Manning going to be available?
I was hoping he could skip college and the Giants could draft him.
Yeah.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Oh, he's got a game. Was it last night?
Yeah, on national TV. Yeah, he was throwing darts all over the place.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. No, it's all good. And finally, our last game, a game you can watch tomorrow night on News Channel 5, 7 o'clock. The biggest SEC game of the week. Alabama hosting Georgia. Crimson Tide minus 4.5. Over to Crazy Charlie.
I'm going with the shock, the Willis Reed moment. Oh. Nick Saban is on the sideline tomorrow night coaching Alabama as they defeat the University of Georgia. Just Saban's appearance alone on the sideline is a plus 14 for the Tide. Right there. That's it. That's the moment. It's all been a setup. It's all been a work. You will see Nick Saban coaching tomorrow night on the sideline as the Alabama Crimson Tide win that game.
Over to Rojo.
Yeah, you know, Saban, I think his quote was saying, it kind of sounds like Trump. I'm doing great, no symptoms, no fever.
I have the best care in the world. I have the finest doctors.
Exactly. I agree. I just feel like if he even makes an appearance, just pump these guys. It's going to be a great game. I mean, it's a really tough one, but I got to go with Bama.
See, I would love to pick Georgia here, but Stetson Bennett, the Georgia quarterback, even though, you know, Georgia won going away last week, he looked a little shaky at times. He can be had, and I think Alabama's defense will have a little something for him. I'm not crazy about Mac Jones, the Alabama quarterback, but these are the games where usually Alabama, you know, shows itself. It's on national TV Saturday night, little adversity with the Saban thing. I think they're going to rally around that, and I think they're going to cover the 4.5 and beat Georgia. So there you go. How about that?
All right, we'll wait and see. The only one the Tennessee-Kentucky game, I'm out on a limb, so we'll see what happens.
Ah, you know, I mean, you got to go out on a limb sometime. That's what picking football is all about. What do you got going on this weekend, RJ? You just going to hang out and watch some ball?
Getting my money. You know, my daughter's at PT, so I got to pull for them to win.
I was going to say, yeah, your daughter goes there. So, you know, if she listens to this broadcast, she's going to be all over you like, Dad, why didn't you pick the Vols, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, no, just a quiet weekend ahead. Actually getting ready to go to lunch with my son. Every week we go for a weekly lunch, and I'm going to just, you know, I love these home projects. Home ownership is just, it's never ending, my man. It's never ending.
It's always something you got to do. Always a shelf
honestly,
to put
I'm
up,
gonna,
or right?
I'm going to be painting the basement walls. That's what I'm doing. I've got it all set up, and I'm going to go down and paint the basement walls.
Now, wait a minute. You're Rory Johnston. You're our leader at News Channel 5.
Yeah, why doesn't he have a slap like me over to paint the walls?
Don't you have people for that? Can't you hire people for that? I mean, you know.
I mean, I understand not wanting scum like me in your home and early not knowing where you live, but I mean, you're Rory Johnston. There ought to be a slap somewhere to paint the walls for you.
Come over. I have to sneak you in because I don't want the neighbors.
Don't worry. I know how to put the hood on and lay down in the back seat so that I don't know where I am. I've been here before.
He's done that before, yeah. And next time you're on, we'll tell the story. Rory, thanks so much for doing this, man. You're the best. You know I love you, man.
I'll see you next week, JB. Charlie, great to catch up with you, all your listeners. You got a great show here. I hope spread the word.
Thanks, man. We're having fun, brother. Have a great weekend, and thanks again for doing this, okay?
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right, there he goes. Rory Johnston, another edition of Picking with the Pickers
in
the books.
That's just the best, man. Like, how am I not supposed to just sit over here and fan out on this whole thing?
He's just such a great guy, and, you know, I put him over a lot, but I do it for a reason. I'm not working here. I'm shooting when I say this.
I mean, 15 years coming up next week, first of all. I didn't get to say congratulations, but congrats. In this business, the entertainment world, the news world, the broadcast world, 15 years in any one place, especially when you're the top of the mountain, is a mighty impressive feat. I know it's just the beginning, and this dude has delivered literally every news story that I have had in my brain for Middle Tennessee since I moved here and went to Middle Tennessee. That's my newsman right there. Yep. You're my sports guy. Henry's my weather guy. But that's my newsman right there, Rory Johnston. Everybody over at News Channel 5, since I know that we have a great following from the crew over there. I just, look.
Listen, if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here. I mean, I had to get the okay from them to join you guys and do this show. And I'm so blessed to be able to have that opportunity. And
JB, you know, I love the personalities. I love the guys that are on camera. I love the ladies that are on camera. They're all amazing at what they do, but the producers, the people, the techs, the engineers, the drivers, the everythings, the people that clean up, everyone. Man, you guys got a hell of a team and a great staff over there. And one day when I grow up, I sure would love to talk to Lynn about an entry-level position where I can maybe come in and roll up some extension cords for you guys.
She would love to have you. We would love to have you. It's like Steve Wrigley, who you know, occasionally joined Plaz on his show, said, years ago, you know, our place has a soul. We have a soul. And I think that's the best way to describe News Channel 5, and it's thanks to leaders like Rory Johnston. All right, we are way due for a break. We'll come back. Take your phone calls, 615-844-5600. Wide open. Let's close out the week. Come strong. Nashville Sports Radio.